Our guest at the cafe this morning is Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Lavelle, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark. How are you, sir?
Excellent. Lavelle does a lot of counseling having to do with drug addiction. A lot of your work has to do with drug abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So forth. I came across an article, this is out of the Daily Texan at the University of Texas, here written by a student, and you get some very good articles from student newspapers, in particular the Daily Texan. But this is about, the article is about a rap star whom, Lavelle, I don't know, by the name of Lil Peep.
Sure.
This 21-year-old young man who died.
Yes.
Of a drug overdose having to do with Xanax. And the headline of the article is, "We Must Change the Way We Talk About Drug Addiction." And Ellen Bratton is the young student who wrote this article, but she's saying that we don't pick up on the signs nearly enough, and we when we do, we kind of look the other way more often than not.
Well, first and foremost, John Mark, thank you for bringing this subject matter to your listening audience, because it is critically important that we continue to talk about drug and alcohol addiction. Just from a statistic standpoint, and it's backed up by the Substance Abuse Mental Health Agency out of D.C., we comprise 5% of the world's population, the United States, yet 65% of all illegal drugs are used by Americans. 5% of the world's population, but 65% of the illegal drugs. What's exploding now, John Mark, is the use of these prescription meds, like this rapper that had an overdose with as well.
In the Daily Texan article here, it says, I don't know how they know this, but it says 12.3% of UT students, University of Texas students, report using prescription drugs without a prescription in the last year.
Yeah. What happens with this is, as you know, most of the time, drugs are classified under what they call Schedule 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 drugs. If a parent or a brother or a sister or some family member were to have drugs in the medicine cabinet or in the vehicle itself, then they're opening up themselves actually to have those drugs exposed to other individuals. They get those drugs. They sell those drugs on the street. Hydrocodone is one particular one. Xanax here is another one. And they sell those prescription drugs to other individuals.
Hydrocodone is one of the opioids that we hear so much about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Xanax also?
Right.
Yeah. The author here says, we must stop shaming drug addicts while they are alive.
And that's a powerful statement, because, John, what we have to understand, we have to see drug addiction as a disease. We have to see it as a disease. And once we see it as a disease, then we can remove some of the stigma associated with it. Point in case, if by chance your child were to break an arm or a leg, you're going to take them to a physician to get some type of care. We need to do the same thing with those that are struggling with alcohol and drug addictions. And it's always important to remember, it is a strength, not a weakness, but a strength to reach out for assistance and help. And I'm happy to know that our counseling center here at the university, or our community counseling clinic located here in Binion Hall, is readily available to assist those who have some form of addiction.
We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, who's an associate professor of counseling here at A&M Commerce. The article mentions that Narcan is available in pharmacies, mm-hmm. and suggests, and this is an antidote to mm-hmm. a lot of these harmful drugs. And I think it's a good suggestion, even if you think you don't need it,
right,
or that someone you know won't need it, to have it on hand if you can buy it in the pharmacy.
One interesting thing about it, I was in Lubbock, Texas on last week, met with several DEA officials. They're now training police officers to actually carry this particular drug with them as well, so that when they come upon these individuals who may be OD, and they can actually inject the medicine in, you've seen that also with fentanyl, this synthetic form of heroin, which is running rampant on the East Coast area as well. So law enforcement is getting involved with it as well.
Mm-hmm. She says, and this is interesting coming from a young person, she says, we must stop glorifying the abuse of hard drugs within popular music.
Well, you'll notice that for the most part with music and other types of dances and so forth, yeah, the drugs are being glorified. But I encourage the young people, I encourage everyone in society to step forward. Nancy Reagan had a campaign many years ago to say, just say no to drugs. Well, that's important to start by saying just no, but we have to look at the other components with it. We got to look at the intervention part of it. We got to look at the prevention part of it. And we also have to look at the treatment component as well.
Yeah. Of course, we've been hearing about, been concerned about the glorification of drugs in music for quite some time.
That is
nothing
great.
New.
It just didn't start in 2016. It's been around for a number of years.
That's right. Lavelle, hot chocolate to your liking this morning?
The hot chocolate just has a little sweet taste. face to it today, so I really appreciate that very much.
Lavelle, thanks for sitting in with us, as you always do. Dr. Lavelle Hendricks is the Associate Professor of Counseling here at A&M Commerce. Your Start of the Day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.